The National Indigenous Music Awards have grown from strength to strength over the past few years. This year, a record crowd was there at the Darwin Amphitheatre to witness some extraordinary new talent, as well as the most seasoned elders and performers from across music genres mix it up on stage. There was a choir, there was neo-soul, there was hip-hop, there was opera. Archie Roach was there with his old backing group Titters. Deborah Cheatham, Young Australian of the Year Baker Boy, composer Eric Avery, and the choral group Malia reprised their performance of Spinifex Gum. Mojo Juju's breakthrough LP and the title track Native Tongue won both Album and Song of the Year. But let's start with NEMA's special guest Archie Roach and the story behind his first album, the groundbreaking Charcoal Lane, which, as Archie tells it, very nearly didn't get made.
Ruby Hunter reminded me years ago when I did my first album. Paul Cuddy asked me if I gave him a call if I wanted to do it, see if I wanted to do the album or not, Charcoal Lane. And I remember turning to Ruby and saying, after a couple of days, no, I don't think I'll do it. I just don't feel like it. It's just not me. And Ruby Hunter put her hands on her hips and looked at me straight in the eyes and said, well, it's not all about you, Archie Roach. And that's what she meant, was what's happening here tonight is allowing, if one of us shines, we all shine. And we're shining tonight.
And the winner for the NEMA's 2019 Artist of the Year is Baker Boy.
I was so nervous, and as soon as I heard my name, I was just blown away, and I was like, yes!
Oh my God, this is crazy!
I wasn't expecting it, because big names and crazy talent, so yeah. It got me feeling myself. It just shows me that I've worked really hard, whole year, and you know, I feel blessed, and you know, it's always good to come back and perform here in front of a lot of families and stuff, and to even get an award like this in front of the family is way beyond amazing, and it's really beautiful. I'm really blessed to see all my family here support me and cheer me on, and you know, all that. So it's really cool.
Everyone say, what's up, Baker Boy?
Are you my proper deadly true god? And I want to say thank you to all of you, Mob, for supporting me and my career and giving me the power to keep moving forward and work hard every day for the next generation. And don't stop. Don't let anyone tell you you can't do anything. You can do everything. You are now witnessing the
power of black magic. What's the last year been like for you? What's been the biggest highlight?
Well, last year would be like, performing at Splendor in the Grass, New Year's Eve Festival. This year would be like getting the award of Young Australian of the Year. Yeah. That's one of the like phenomenal feeling that's just crazy. And you know, I got a lot of family calling me. It's like, really proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep working hard. We support you 100%. And we will be right behind you always, no matter what. And it's just, yeah, it's amazing. And I definitely will keep moving forward. And so all that is, it's really amazing. I just wanna live my life.
What is coming up for Baker Boy?
Well, there's I can tell you a little bit. I wish I can tell you more details, but I've got a lot of festivals performing. Basically, like Falls Fest got announced the other couple of days ago. Also going to be working towards an album. I'm going to extend it to next year, so holding off the album till next year, and just going to keep working hard for it. Because the tracks at the moment that I have is crazy. Like, I'm itching to get it out there and let everyone hear the track and listen to the stories that I have, and you know, just fresh tracks for fresh ears.
So the winner of New Talent of the Year goes to... Yes. Khaid. You make me feel like an I am overwhelmingly thankful to be surrounded by the Larrakia Nation waters, land and people, whilst proudly representing my Indigenous, Torres Strait Islander, Italian, and Papua New Guinean blood. That's so much pressure. That's why this song be stuck on replay. Music's always been something I've loved, and going through high school, it was a little tricky because my teachers didn't think it was a clever career path, and would just be like, oh, that's nice, you like to sing, but what do you actually want to do? And I was lost. I felt very lost for a long time. But I'm viewing this reward as a reminder, confirmation that I'm on the right path. And I hope that this is a reminder for you too to do exactly what you want to do and be your beautiful selves. Right now who I be and now the manifestation's coming in. Now why you acting like that? Now why you acting like that? Put your thoughts into the universe and she gon' bring it by. Honestly, this is my first time coming to the NEMAs, and what I've realized is representation and acknowledgement. Those are the two words I feel that have stuck with me, and also talent. Amazing, amazing people coming across that stage, so I'm thankful to share it in any capacity.
Please welcome to the stage, Spinifex Gum Choir.
My name is Brianna Durante and we are part of Spinifex Gum. Our choir is called Malia and we're here in Darwin performing at the NEMAs.
It was the best. Yeah. The crowd. It was amazing.
The crowd.
We were practicing these songs for a while now, so we just like tried to make it our best and perform it like it's new so like everyone can enjoy it.
This is all Larrakia land that we're standing on today. And you happen to be here in Darwin on the best night of the year as far as I'm concerned. Hey, countrymen!
My name is Eric Avery. I'm from the Nyampa Yuin Gumbengia and connection to Bundjalung mob, and I play the violin in my own style and I sing my people's songs.
This next song I'm going to sing is from my great granddad. It's a lullaby. It was the first song I learned in language. In Nyampa, my language from New South Wales.
These languages are our voice. This is our voice that we existed with before we were taught to speak English. And I know for me, I sing better in language than I do singing in English. And that for me, I found my voice. I was like, wow, I can actually sing. I can sing in my language. And yeah, that's me. This is our sovereignty, is our languages, and that's my body, that's my blood. It exists in my language. And I can speak to my ancestors through that language, and I can speak to myself. I feel like I understand myself. The last song I sang was my water song. I didn't introduce it with, you know, words like I did the previous song. The last song that I sang was a water song, which is inspired by a few different songs about water and rain from my mob, and I wanted to make my own. This song has guided me for the last few years, and I've been experimenting with putting it, you know, with strings and with my violin. Yeah, it's very sacred to me, and yeah, I always find new life in it. I sing it all the time, and I guess that's because I'm finding new places for it to exist within different violin arrangements, different solo violin arrangements.
To say, from my point of view, meeting the Titters changed my life. It was never the same again. That one so special, happy accident that came my way. My love is genuine and strong and remains and will always remain. Louis can't be here tonight, darling Lou Bennett. Love you, Louis. I do want to acknowledge the unseen Titters. Jill Shelton, our manager, who worked tirelessly and continues to work tirelessly in this music industry as a proud woman. It's worth a shout. Our sound engineer at the time, Janine Temme, another proud woman. And later on, our ring-in man, Dylan Hughes. Together, us five women, we were a force to be reckoned with, and I'm proud of what we did and what we achieved. We wrote songs, we sang them proudly, and together we knew we could speak our mind, and we had each other's back.
On your cell. One of the biggest honours, like Sally mentioned, was being able to sing our story, usually whether anyone wanted to listen or not. We thought if we like what we created together, maybe someone else would too. And when I look at all the women that went before us and those songs that they sang that enabled us to walk strong into the songs that we sang, to Aunty Ruby Hunter, who named us, the beautiful Darwin Mills sisters, on whose country we stand, the Torres Strait, Thursday Island Mills sisters, all of these strong women who allowed us our voice and allowed us to tell our story, and all the women that have since come after us, Emma Donovan, Delene Briscoe, Jessie Lloyd, and then many, many more that share each other's story, hold each other proudly, strong and staunch, brave to tell their story so someone else can be brave enough to sing theirs, dance their song. We love that, and we thank you so much for this honour. We're humbled indeed. Thank you very much.
Amy Saunders, and before her, Titters bandmate Sally Daisty, who were inducted to the Hall of Fame at the National Indigenous Music Awards in Darwin last weekend. Lou Bennett couldn't be there. You also heard from violinist Eric Avery, from Cairns-based choir Malia, from neo-soul singer Kait, and Baker Boy, who was speaking with Triple J's Carla Ranby. Thanks to Carla, and a big shout-out to Ryan Egan from Double J, who produced all the content from the Nemas. Great job, Brian.